Holy shit. I'm on the last episode of season 4 and the last episode of HBO's Westworld. This is it. I'm going to look up when I started this podcast because I'm about to finish it. I mean, I still got Beyond Westworld and I'm going to do the two movies again, but this is technically the end of the original series, and that's fucking crazy to me. But I'm going to look that up and I'm going to play a theme song in the interim. Eventually, when I find it. Here we go.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
And I found it. It wasn't that hard, turns out. No, I started this podcast because I love Westworld. I grew up in the movie. I didn't watch it a lot, but it was like, I watched it a few times. And I did enjoy it as a kid, and then as an adult, I watched it for the show, and I was like, oh, it's not that good, is it? It's pretty bad. Never saw Future World until this show, and that was bad. But I started, the first episode of this podcast was November 1st of 2016. I did the Westworld movie, Future World, and the first episode of the TV series. How close was that to the original airing of the actual TV series? I'm curious. Let me look that up, because now I'm curious. The original episode debuted October 2nd, 2016. I did the podcast, November 1st. So almost a month later. Yeah, well, that's enough time for me to watch it and start a podcast. Fuck you. But I guess my point is, 8 years later? It's 8 years later. Literally. 2016 to 2024. That's eight. It's November of 2016 and it's February of 2024. But so 7 years and 3 months. How about that? Fair enough. All right. That's crazy. It's been a big chunk of my life. I didn't realize that till now. It's crazy. I mean, this is season 7 of this show, which means 7 years, which makes sense. I've missed a couple in there. I've very sporadically done it. It's been 7 years and I've only done 38 episodes. Technically 9 seasons of the show. And I've missed 2 years because I just didn't watch the show. This show has always been in the back burner. That's why I'm very excited to actually get to the final episode. It's been in the back burner so much that I've started shows and finished shows. The Stand, John Carpenter... like podcast that's started and finished, and this one's still going because I haven't gotten to it. It's the same thing with The Walking Dead. I mean, that show keeps going because they keep coming up with new different versions of The Walking Dead. It seems like a never-ending can of worms for that show. But for this one, I just got Beyond Westworld, 5 episodes, and then the 2 movies, and then I'm done. I don't think it's coming back, and if it does, it'll be on Amazon and I'll be happy, but it seems like a long shot at this point, and I really doubt it. Amazon just is doing Fallout, and that seems like a more expensive show than this. Maybe they'll bring that on. I don't know. Can't wait to find out. Steven Ogg. Welcome to LAW, blah, 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 blah. Episode 38 for 408. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. Watch From on MGM Plus. It's a fantastic fucking show. Steven Ogg is back. And he looks exactly like his GTA 5 character. He's got the mutton chops and the bald head and the hair going around the crown. It's fucking hilarious. And he's like, stick with me. I killed so many of these meat sacks. And gets his head stabbed in immediately. I've been watching a lot of Walking Dead lately. Because I finished Westworld doing the notes and getting up to date. So I want to finish off the Walking Dead review. LAW Walking Dead review. Also called Just Look at the Flowers. It's a name for that. Similar to, this is LAW Westworld Review, but technically called Violent Ends. And this is our Violent End episode. By the end of this episode, I will be violently murdered with a hammer. And just like Steven Oggs, he dies immediately after saying, stick with me. And then there's a chain of kills that goes one to the other. And the man in black ends it, gets in a truck, drives off. I'm not going to spend any more time. I don't want to spend, I want to be done with this. One of the white robots pulls Hale from the pond because she got shot in the last episode, goes and saves her, And then he hands her the tablet that has Bernard's message, and he's like, this was not for you. This is for you. If you'll do it. And it turns out that message was for Hale. We didn't know that, but it is. Teddy tells Dolores that she made up all her goddamn friends, and she is alone and a loser. And she's kind of realizing, Fight Club style, wait, I was alone there, wasn't I? I did it to tell myself what was really happening. For some reason, she put herself in a storyline and chose to believe. There's a lot to buy into in this storyline. There really is. But it's not like offensively stupid. You're not like, oh, stop. You're just like, oh, I mean, yeah, but okay. So she, and you start to have the questions one after another after that. And you kind of have to go back pocket, put those questions back here, and never look in that back pocket again. And I'll put them in the washer and then the dryer, and then they'll be crumpled up pieces of paper and the ink is run together and I can't read them. So I'll throw those away and then we'll never have a question about this storyline. And that's kind of how you have to cope with a lot of season four. And I keep seeing reviews and it's like ranking the four seasons, and it's always like 1, 2, 4, 3. Or 1, 4, 2, 3. 3 is always last. And I got to say, finished all 4 now. Gonna say 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm just going to go in that order. I hate to be... I never thought it would be... Because I when I watched season 3, I was like, oh, that could have been better. And then I started watching season 4, and I go, I appreciate season 3 and how much of a storyline it was to... We have to save... There's a plot. We have to save humanity. And I didn't realize how big of a goal that was. Not in general, just in the show. Of, I gotta do this. And it keeps you interested. The season 4 is kind of like... there's a robot there and there's a Sublime. But he's not real over there. But this guy... He's got a plan. Oh, he's dead. All right. Anyway, moving. And it kind of just drifts. So I don't agree that season 3 is the worst of the 4. I might be convinced 1, 3, 2, 4. But I'll stick with 1, 2, 3, 4, honestly. I didn't realize that until I said it out loud just now. But yeah, for best to worst, 1, 2, 3, 4. It is a big gap between 1 and 2 there. 1 is near perfection. And then... You know, drive two counties over and you'll see season 2, then 3 and 4. But it's a big gap. Hale. I'm skipping. He tells her she made up her friends. We see that her lesbian roommate was a figment of her imagination. That's why she's always just standing there waiting with coffee or food. Just, hey, you're awake. It's always... Charlotte gets mad when she watches Bernard's message. She stomps the map away. Then she pulls out a ball. I don't know what that means, but ball of the map, which turns off the map. And then we see Dolores and everything's going zzz, 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 around her. Stubbs stops and is like, hey, a minute, Caleb. Hey, I'm just you're dying. Does your daughter know what's going on with you? You're clearly a robot dying because the body rejects the brain. Because Delos failed miserably, which is the entire plot of season 2 in the second half. You're going to die, man. You're not going to make it that far. And he's like, you're going to get to the boat. I promise. Her. Clearly not going to make it. Hale, I wrote Jake. It's clearly not Drake. She finds William dead because he's stabbed in his thing by Man in Black. And then Clementine walks in, and they have a conversation where Clementine wants to be free. She wants to go live her life. I'm under the understanding that humanity and robots are only confined to this weird Charlotte Hale New York City version. So where the shit is she going to go? I don't know. I don't get it. But the next time we see her, she's hunting down outliers. So I don't know what she's doing. She just wants to be free. And this season is very much following the same outline that season 2 is, because they're going, the robots want to make it to the Sublime. They want to save the Sublime. We want to get there and save it. And humanity is, you know, meanwhile, is under threat. They're the ones running for their lives. and chaos is erupting, and there's a person who's trying to ruin it. It's very, very similar to season two. Only season two is much better, if you ask me. Season two has a much better through line. And this is just kind of meandering at points. And you're doing two less episodes than season two had to tell a story, and I'm still more bored and confused during sections. It is a very good... I like all four seasons completely, don't get me wrong. I'm not bitching and saying it's bad. I am not saying that at all. I'm just saying compared to itself, season four has some spots, some rough spots, let's be honest, compared to the others. When your first season is near perfection, it's kind of hard to live up to that. You're Orson Welles at that point. How do you follow up Citizen Kane? Honestly, you need to retire after that and go, fuck, I'm backing away, man. I cannot do that again. That's a one and done. Can I use a new name now? I'm not going to match that. Man in Black is driving. Some Confederates show up and they shoot at him. They're the same Confederates from season two. Again, this is season two. And it's the exact same area of the woods that they're shooting at him. He gets out and he kills them and he takes the guy's glasses and then he puts them on and he sees Charlotte and he has a little conversation with her. There's a scene I call the zombie scene. It's also in the new version of The Stand, which is also kind of zombie-esque. But they go into a department store, the supermarket, I should say. It's Caleb, Stubbs, and C. They're hiding out in the supermarket. They stitch up C's leg. Some guy breaks in and Stubb fights. And then Clementine shows up and shoots and stabs him. Stabs his head violently on like a bent piece of metal. So Ashley Stubbs, RIP, he is dead. He's gone now. And he doesn't come back like Charlotte did over and over. Clementine reveals she's looking for outliers. She threatens C and then blah, blah, blah. Caleb fights her and then C's like, I had a bullet left. Boom, and blows out Clementine's brains. And she dies with the exact same zombie look on her face that she did in season two when she's the virus-spreading zombie causing chaos. It's the exact same storyline as season two. Only it's Clementine in that season, and in this one, it's speakers that just make you kill people. But she's got that, it's the funniest fucking thing. In season two, when she's riding the horse, spreading the virus, just, looks like she should be drooling. Just zero emotion on her face. In an action sequence with action music and violence around her, and she's just, It's goddamn hilarious to me. Anyway, the Man in Black, I have an issue with this scene. I'm going to go ahead and say it. So Hale is on a helicopter, we keep seeing. That's what she was talking to Man in Black through the glasses. She was actually on the helicopter, just like Sirach or Sirach was in season three. Vincent, what's his name? Okay, so she's on the way to Hoover Dam. She arrives at Hoover Dam in a helicopter, mind you. Only to find out the Man in Black, the guy who's driving a goddamn truck and stopped and fought Confederate soldiers and had a conversation with the person who's traveling, 300 miles an hour? He had a conversation with her while she's in flight. He still beats her to the goddamn dam. To the goddamn dam. But whatever. He had a whole shootout and so he beat her somehow. Some sort of magic rift appears and he transcended through space and time and arrived before her. Anyway, they fight. They have a big shootout. It looks like an 80s action movie. Hale ends up finishing Bernard's plan by shooting the Man in Black because she finds the gun that he planted there. There's a really cool sequence where he sets it in the same motion and then she picks it up. It's really obvious how they did it because it's just him presenting it there and her picking her up, but it's an insert shot. But it works really well. It ties the two different timelines together just perfectly. She picks it up, shoots him a bunch of times in the legs and in the head. And then that she was telling him that she's giving her a chance, which the her is going to be Frankie, I assume, unless there's a third her who's coming along. But she kills him. She shoots the man in black, and then she goes over and she pulls out his brain ball and it turns it into ash, because it turns into weird, like, granite ash when you crush those things. It's a weird looking sight to behold for a ball that looks like it's made out of metal. They look like Benoit balls, and they just, and then they fall up, turn into this little sand. Caleb says goodbye to Frankie. I definitely lost it here both times I saw this scene. He's just like, your dad died a long time ago. I'm so sorry. Like, he's just apologizing that, you know, I know you don't want to lose your dad, but you did a long time ago, bitch. He's been dead for, your dad is so goddamn dead. It's just, and she's like, I love you, I love you. And then they leave. He watches her drive away in the boat. I forgot what the word boat was. That's what that happened there. That's what happened there. Good God. I think the captain is finally getting to me here. I'm on the last episode of the season. The captain finally arrives. And he put his boot up on my chest. And he's not letting me talk. So, I only have four notes left. So, Hale loads Dolores into the Sublime. So, she's in there now. Dolores finally realizes at this point that Teddy is not real. The dumbass sat there going, everyone I've met recently, even Hale, is a figment of my imagination, trying to convince myself of what's really going on. Don't you agree, Teddy? Let's move on to the Sublime, Teddy. Oh, where'd he go? How dumb is she? But Dolores finally decides to make her own game. And I'll get to that in my last note. She goes, I'm going to make up my own game. And she crawls in through the window. But I expected it to go like, bam! Down! It's the Neo flying away with Rage Against the Machine playing at the end of the first Matrix movie, because that's what we're watching here, is the first Matrix movie with her. But instead, she walks over, she goes downstairs and walks over a bunch of evenly distributed dead bodies on the street, which are A, either robots, or B, humans infested with flies. This is a sentence that makes sense in the course of this season. Good Christ. It's nonsense and also pretty good to watch. I enjoyed this season. I only got two notes left. We're almost done. Naked Hale. Naked Halebot, I should say. Because she walks over to the beach after she blew up the Wada 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 and put Dolores in the Sublime. And she strips off all her flesh. So she's a nude robot. And then she sunbathes next to the river. And then I get very confused because her face opens up and then her robot hand goes into her brain and pulls out the ball and crushes it. And you see the ashy dust flying away like Thanos snapped, ironically, with a character or an actress that was in those movies. But she fades away. And I'm like, it seems like when she pulled out the ball, she would lose all motor functions, right? How does that work? I don't quite understand what... Because if it's outside of the body, how is it control? Oh, whatever. It's a first for us, other than Maeve, they explained her powers just fine. So this is a first we're seeing for this character, but whatever. She's gone. So we've lost so many goddamn main characters in the last two episodes. And yeah, apparently all of humanity just lived inside Hale's New York City, because humanity, as we know it, is extinct. Once this final purge happens, humanity is extinct and the robots are extinct, except for in the Sublime, which is housed below the dam, which we heard like cracking and it sounds like it's going to blow. A dam's not going to last very long, and it'll get quickly flooded and ruin the Sublime. It seems like all of humanity plus robo-humanity, is doomed here, no matter what. Like, it seems like they bought him maybe 50 years for the robots to be stuck there. And I've never, I guess since I'm at the end of the series, she turns Sublime into Westworld. That is the point. And that's the end of the series. It's over. I never bought that the robots are worthy of this. Like, they're like, we were tortured. And yes, you're not real. I don't believe that what's even real anymore. No, you're not real and we are. That's it. It's a very easy line to define, if you ask me. I don't need to get into the semantics of we told it to feel pain, so it did. Yes, you had to fucking tell it to feel the pain, so therefore not feeling pain. Does it have an actual circulatory system, which these robots do? And this is where you get into the muddiness. And I get it if you're conflicted. I'm not, but if you are, I get it when you get into these sort of semantics. Yes, we built a circulatory system. Okay, it was built, right? With not real parts, right? You built it with circuits. Okay, so circuits. No, not a real person. Sorry. It's a very clear line to me. When you get into, I installed it and put a battery. Nope, all right, well, I don't need to hear anymore, man. You put a fucking battery in this thing for it to feel alive. No, Johnny Five is not alive. Sorry, I don't give a shit. I don't feel bad for them because they're not actually feeling. There is a difference between simulated feelings and feelings. Whatever. I don't know if I've even gotten into that on this show yet, but let me know what you think. Loiteringinwonderland@gmail.com. My show's email address is very hard to say after a few drinks. Loiteringinwonderland@gmail.com. Or just LAW Studios on Twitter X, whatever the fuck you call it now. Twitter X. Twitter After Dark. That's when you can see those extra R-rated, X-rated pictures of Elon Musk on the beach. Oh, my dear God, let's get this over with. I did enjoy this episode, but I gave it a 7. It's kind of... The episode before this was much, much better. I am excited to have the Blu-rays, because now I can go and watch the behind-the-scenes stuff and possibly some commentaries. I don't know what's on these discs. But I want to go find out, because I want to hear more from Jonathan Nolan. I would love to have a Season 5. Preferably on Amazon, because who else is going to do it justice? Because if they give it to Hulu, it's going to fucking suck. Netflix, I'll give it 50-50, sucking. But Amazon will do it justice. And Amazon is willing to spend the money because they have the money. The other companies, not so much. Not as much as a Season 5 would need. I'm fine when even if they do like a 1 to 2 movies to wrap it up. I'm fine with that. Direct-to-TV movies. I'm fine with that. I don't care. Do it. If they have something planned, because Jonathan Nolan said we did plan on Season 5. So if they have something planned and they can do it and that, yes, I would love to see whatever it is. As long as it was part of the original plan and they're not just doing it. We need an ending. All right, bye. I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that, but would love to see more. I give this a 7, like I mentioned. It has a 6.9 on IMDb, so pretty much it's simpatico. What else do I need to say about this season? It is the worst of the four this time around. Who knows? Maybe I'll watch them again, because I watched Season 1 and 2 at least twice. Season 3 and 4 just once. But maybe when I do it again, eventually, my mind will change. But who knows, you know? This is definitely the lowest rated one. Or Season 3, 4, you know. Definitely, I don't know, whatever, I'm all over the place. I need to get out of here. I will be back for 5 episodes of Beyond Westworld, which is on YouTube. I had to buy them, and I totally did it, because I am an idiot, because I wanted to do this show. And then I'll be back for Future World, followed by Westworld. Is that all I need to say about this series? Because this is the last episode of this series. Yeah, I think so. Tessa Thompson has still not called me. That's upsetting. That is a bummer. But I guess I understand it. You know, once I hear myself, I'm like, yeah, she shouldn't call. I get why she wouldn't. That makes sense. And I'm married. But whatever. My wife would understand. Tessa, come on. Tessa, come on. Anyway, I didn't know Thandi Newton changed her name to Thandaway. That was a surprise in season four. That's neither here nor there. I just saw that. I just happened to look up at IMDb and saw that. I'm going to get out of here. Go check out From on MGM Plus. It's not my show, but it's a show I do enjoy. Check out liwstudios.com, loiteringinwonderland at gmail.com. Send me your thoughts on whatever Westworld related. And check out the other podcasts we have. LIW Walking Dead review. We got Anthology Series review. Twilight Zone review, which is like 470 episodes deep or something crazy. A lot of shows, BMB, which is B-Movie Battle, Nick Cage Cast, a lot of different shows, guys, liwstudios.com, go check all those out. This is a 26-minute episode now, and Ed Harris, love you, bro, call me, we'll go out to lunch. All right, bye-bye, Tessa Thompson call. Until next time, in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens!